Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
From dressing as Cat in the Hat to having fun with little ones, Sharon Hale is ready to turn over a new leaf and step into the quiet world of retirement. Sharon Hale started teaching at Readout Elementary School in 1991, where her youngest child started kindergarten there.
I started as a volunteer, and then I volunteered and I volunteered, and finally Ken Meekum, who was the principal at the time, just said, "Sharon, do you want a job?"
Explained Hale during an interview with KSRM's Meryl Sikorsky.
"We might as well pay you to be here. You're here all the time anyway."
While teaching, she made many fond memories, along with many friends. However, making the decision to retire was emotional. Hale says that she will definitely miss some things.
"There is nothing better on a bad day than kindergarten hug, except maybe a puppy. But, you know, being with these kids all day and reading to them and having conversations with them as they get older, you certainly can't have the same conversation with a kindergartner that you can with a sixth grader. And talking about books and ideas and all of it, just spending time with these kids every day just makes my day."
While she is retiring, Hale says that she does plan to travel to visit her kids, spend tons of time this summer with Oilers baseball, as well as continuing to teach quilting lessons at Barely Threaded. Seasonal weight restrictions have been announced for Central Alaska. And here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more information.
The Alaska Department of Transportation has announced new seasonal weight restrictions beginning May 20th for the Alaska Central region. These include 75% weight restrictions on all state-maintained paved roads in the Kenai Peninsula area, with the exception of Bridge Access Road, Kalifornsky Beach Road, and Sterling Highway. Additionally, all state-maintained gravel roads in the Kenai Peninsula, south of Seward Highway milepost 75, will be subject to a 50% weight restriction. The central region boundaries extend from Homer to the Sterling Highway and Seward on the Seward Highway to mile 118 on the Glen Highway and mile 163 on the Parks Highway. The Dillingham and Bethel Road systems are also included within the central region. Weight restrictions are stated as a percentage of legal allowable weight and shall be applied to the maximum axle loading per state statutes. Locally, a weight restriction waiver application may be obtained at the Road Service Area Office on Poppy Lane in Soldotna. According to the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities press release on the new weight restrictions, additional restrictions and modifications will be imposed as necessary. For a complete list of area-wide and individual road weight restrictions, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
On Friday, Representative Mary Peltola submitted fiscal year 2025 community project funding requests for Alaska's at-large district to secure nearly $60.2 million in diverse and much-needed projects for the state. Alaska's needs are vast and unique, from the Matsu to Kotsubi. "I'm proud to support solutions that are as big and varied as our state, from addressing the root causes of Alaska's food insecurity to constructing new community workforce development centers," said Representative Mary Peltola. "As our state's only representative in the U.S. House, it's my job to consider every project and advocate for Alaska to get the funding we need for our families to thrive." In regards to Homer, approximately $1.5 million is desired to go towards the Homer Harbor critical float replacement. And in Seward, approximately $3.7 million is anticipated to go towards the Seward Marine Industrial Center waterfront. For more, visit RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana. Iditarod champion Rick Mackey has died. Mackey won the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race in 1983 and completed a total of 22 races over the course of four decades. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.